I was born bold. Go back to work like a boss. Buy Blunstons for a chance to win 150K. Oh, oh, oh. Summer Breakfast.
Summer Breakfast on SEN. Nick Del Santo and Jack Everin. Don't forget, you can hear every single game of the Big Bash live and exclusively on Big Bash Nation. Just about every night here on SEN, Del, is a Big Bash game rolling on through. Last night it was the Perth Scorchers who did a number on the Hobart Hurricanes.
You're really big on the Scorchers, aren't you? You feel like you were first on. You've jumped on board.
Don't put words in my mouth.
They're premiership favourites all of
Don't
a sudden off the back of your
mouth.
Chat. Well, this man, I'm a big fan of this man. I'm a big fan of the Stars as we welcome in Glenn Maxwell. Maxi, good morning to you.
Morning, guys.
What's going on, Maxi? We spoke to you, was it last week or the week before, and things were turning. You felt a little bit more optimistic, but it's tough times at the moment. What's not clicking?
Not much is it clicking at the moment. We're unfortunately not really executing either bat or ball very consistently at the moment. But I suppose luckily enough for us, we've got a nice little stint at home for the last five games. No more travel for us, which is a massive relief for the group. And hopefully a couple of big inclusions as well with Stoney potentially coming back to the bowling crease and also Nathan Coulton and I potentially back from injury as well.
How much of a game changer is the no travel factor, Maxi? We spoke to you last time you were on the road. About 20 minutes ago, we spoke to Mac Harvey from the Renegades, and they're desperate to get back to Melbourne. Do you think it'll have an effect on the group in a positive way?
I think it'll have a massive effect. I think just the relief of knowing that you don't have to pack your stuff and have these long travel days again. And I suppose just setting up in a different place, a new bed that you've got to get used to, it can be quite draining. And I think with the way that we've, played, it probably shows that the players are probably a little bit jaded from all that movement as well. So to be able to get back and really set your base up in Melbourne is, I suppose, what everyone's looking forward to.
Maxi, when assessing or reviewing a particular game, and there's been a handful over the last week or so that probably haven't gone to plan, is it tactics? Is it the way that you're setting up the field, for example, and that a lot of that's your responsibility? Is it just not going out there and just getting the job done mostly by bat? What do you see when you review the games?
Oh, I think a lot of it's just executing under pressure when we get into the stage where we potentially could win the game. And I think the other day, I think we were right up there. We were in the game for most of the way. And I think probably the difference is it's just the way we executed compared to the way they executed at the end. So there wasn't a whole lot in the game, and I thought we did extremely well to scrap and fight as hard as we could to stay in it. But probably about 10 or 15 runs short with the bat, and unfortunately we probably just mis-executed at the death. But I didn't think our plans were too bad, but yeah, when you're not quite executing what you're trying to bowl, it can be tough to defend.
This is becoming a pretty common question that we're asking players when they speak to us on this show. The power surge, and in particular captains, were asking about this. Do you feel like as a group you've kind of got the power surge sorted out, or does the plan for it change from game to game?
It changes from game to game, and especially when we probably lost a couple too many wickets at that stage. It's, it's probably the time where you need to take it and try and get yourself back in the game. But for us, it was actually a good thing when we were bowling. We were able to get the wicket of Weatherald, and Zamps was able to sort of, I suppose, swing the momentum back to our way. And I feel like we as a bowling team have actually dealt with it quite well. As a batting team, we've had different times of success and failure, but I suppose it's just up to us having the right players out there when you can take it.
Maxi, you get to come back to Melbourne for the first time in quite a while. What's the first thing you get to do that was semi-normal?
Well, I think for us, it's just sitting in a hotel. I think we're pretty badly locked down, I think, in Melbourne at the moment. But hopefully the restrictions can sort of loosen up and I can get back out to my favourite golf course and chill out for a couple of hours and I suppose have a slight bit of normality.
From your own perspective, obviously your focus is Big Bash right now. Where are you placed with the red ball, Maxi? And in particular, the Australian Test team. Anytime your name comes up on this show or we talk to you, we get 30 texts after it asking where you're sitting with the test team and are you still in the mix and do you still want to be in the mix? Where are you placed with all of that right now?
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not totally sure. And I suppose not having played much red ball over the last 2 years, it's one of those unknowns that I actually don't really know where my own red ball game is at. So, it's a good question. And I don't think I'm probably going to see a Red Bull for the rest of the season, just with the way the schedule is and the way that we've got the, I suppose, white ball series coming up. And yeah, it's just one of those awkward things, I suppose, for a white ball player in the Australian setup, is you do end up missing a lot of the Red Bull season, and you probably don't get the chance to put your name forward. But yeah, if I ever did get the opportunity, I'd certainly jump at it. But I suppose those opportunities are probably a little bit few and far between for me in first class cricket.
Do you think it's still there, an opportunity?
It's just hard to say. I just think with the unknown of what's coming up, one day series and T20 series, it's so hard to get first class cricket for your state that you can actually put up the numbers that are required to, I suppose, push your name forward. So it's one of those difficult things. If you can play well enough for Australia and, I suppose, white ball cricket and push your name forward that way, it's probably the only way that we can potentially do it.
Well, you're a very popular man, and as I say, every time we talk about you, there's always support coming off the text to get you back in the test team, Axie. So good luck, and from a Stars point of view, hopefully things can turn around pretty quickly.
Thanks very much, guys. Take care.
Glenn Maxwell joining us from the Melbourne Stars. For Scott Pack, finance that keeps your business moving. Turn unpaid invoices into cash or access funding to build your fleet. scottpack.com.au.
He raises a very good point with the two or three different formats and how good he is at a couple of them. But you'd hate to think that that excludes him from the opportunity of playing test cricket.
Definitely. Never say never.
There's a lot of cricket. There is, there is a lot of cricket on, but you're right. Never say never. Fingers crossed, because as you're right, as soon as we speak to him, they come flooding. And where is Maxie? Why is he not in the middle?
He could easily bat at six.
Yeah. Yep. I'd take him over everybody else.
That's good, though. That's good love. Yeah. That's good love and support.
Yeah.
That's why he's one of the most popular players in Australian cricket.
Good man.
He's a very, very good man. We're going to be back to wrap it up after this.